main questions about defendant Donald Trump's first court appearance is this. Will the judge tell Donald Trump, in substance, to shut up? Will he issue a gag order? Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Friends, defendant Donald Trump is about to make his first court appearance, his arraignment. So after Trump's defense team, presumably, waives formal reading of the charges, the defense attorneys will then enter a not guilty plea on behalf of their client, defendant Trump. I will forever now refer to Donald Trump moving forward as defendant Trump, because that is a title he has so richly earned. And after he is put on notice of the charges against him, and after he enters a plea of not guilty, the topic will turn to the all-important issue of what will the judge, Judge Juan Marchand, do with defendant Trump pending his trial? He will undoubtedly put him on release, right? He's not going to remand him to Rikers, to pretrial detention. He's not going to jail defendant Trump pending trial, at least not yet. But I predict there will be a robust discussion between the prosecutors, the defense attorneys, and the judge about what conditions the judge should set for Donald Trump. Some of those conditions could involve some restrictions on his travel, perhaps a prohibition from traveling outside the United States, perhaps surrendering his passport. Maybe, maybe not. But I do think one way or another, there will be a discussion about Donald Trump's speech. Because Donald Trump has already threatened the prosecutor, New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg, as we'll discuss in a minute. Donald Trump, defendant Trump, has already lied about the presiding judge, Judge Marchand. And he's lied in multiple ways. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. So I certainly hope that the prosecutors ask Judge Marchand to put some common sense limitations on Donald Trump's speech, on his posts, on his use of social media, prohibiting him from threatening people, prohibiting him from inciting imminent lawless action, prohibiting him from lying about the judge or the proceedings, you know, prohibiting him in substance from throwing propaganda into the public square, hoping it will explode and poison the jury pool. Because, friends, every defendant has a right to a fair trial, but the people also have a right to a fair trial. The people of New York, and by extension, the people of the United States. So what has Donald Trump said thus far that warrants the judge considering limiting his speech, limiting his posts, limiting his social media use? Well, first of all, you probably saw this picture that Donald Trump posted of him holding a baseball bat, appearing to be in mid-swing, you know, ready to take a crack at the prosecutor, New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who seems to have his hands up in a defensive posture. That's a threat. That violates New York state law. It also happens to violate federal law. Federal law prohibits transmitting in interstate commerce a threat to do bodily harm to anyone, not just a government official. And when you post something on the internet, you are transmitting it in interstate commerce. Let's hope the feds turn their attention to that soon. And Donald Trump also lied and told some of the most egregious lies, corrosive lies, you know, lies that could very well seep into the jury pool and damage the people's right to a fair trial. Here is what Donald Trump, defendant Trump, recently posted about the judge, Judge Juan Marchand. The judge assigned to my witch hunt case, a case that has never been charged before, hates me. His name is Juan Manuel Marchand. Was handpicked by Bragg and the prosecutors, and is the same person who railroaded my 75-year-old former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, to take a plea deal, guilty plea, even if you are not, 90 days. Fight us in court, 10 years, life in jail. He strong-armed Allen, which a judge is not allowed to do, and treated my companies, which didn't plead, viciously. Appealing, first he said the judge hates me. Now we can't look inside Judge Marchand's head or heart, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's a lie. Second, Donald Trump claims that Alvin Bragg and the prosecutors handpicked the judge. That's false. Here's how judges ordinarily get assigned cases. Now, it varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, but for the most part, judicial assignments are random. In D.C., we call it the wheel. Judges' names are figuratively on a wheel, and whoever is the next judge up to receive a case will get that case assigned to them. There are times when assignments are not random, and that is when there are related cases that are already in the system. So, for example, if you have multiple co-conspirators and one gets locked up in February and a particular judge is assigned the case and another co-conspirator gets locked up in April, well, that case will be consolidated with the first case and will be assigned to the judge who has the first case. Why? Because they're related cases. So it may very well be that because Judge Marchand presided over the Trump Organization trial, they considered this prosecution of Donald Trump to be a related case, in which case the court, not the prosecutors, would make the decision ultimately to assign this related case to Judge Marchand. So the prosecutors did not handpick the judge. That's false. And then third, and perhaps worst of all, Donald Trump expressly accuses Judge Marchand of, at a minimum, judicial misconduct, and at a maximum, obstruction of justice, by saying that the judge railroaded his chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, into taking a plea deal. Plead guilty, even if you're not. So he's suggesting Judge Marchand coerced, threatened, forced Alan Weisselberg to plead guilty, even if he was not guilty, and said he would get 90 days. But if you fight us in court, Donald Trump says of Judge Marchand, if you fight us in court, you get 10 years, life in jail. That's a lie. And that is corrosive to the prospect of the people of New York getting a fair trial. So I hope Judge Marchand puts some common sense restrictions, some limitations on Donald Trump's speech, on his posts, on his use of social media. Frankly, I hope Judge Marchand is the first person, at least since Joe Biden, in the debates to tell Donald Trump, in substance, shut up. No more lies, no more threats, no more disinformation, propaganda thrown into the public square in an attempt to poison the jury pool. Shut up. Oh, and by the way, no more speech that is designed to incite imminent lawlessness.